Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
A very good morning, Bashir. It's Jayshree Parasvaraman from East Coast Radio Traffic. Can you give us your full name and details for the Chats with Minibus Association?
Yes, my name is Bashir Ismail, and I'm the PRO for the Chats with Minibus Association.
So, Bashir, word has it, and via the grapevine, that taxi owners are becoming very angry. There's tension. And we already know what has happened in Gauteng with the taxi strike. There is some sort of prediction that that is going to be happening in KZN because owners are not satisfied with the relief fund and with the protocols you have to face. What is going on?
Well, firstly, ma'am, what's happening in Johannesburg is definitely going to happen in KwaZulu-Natal as well. You know, it's not a prediction, it's a reality. Because government has been very, very unfair to us, ma'am. As you know, we've been only allowed to carry like 10 passengers. You know, that has affected us so tremendously that we are now like running a welfare organization because we make no money at all. We have got to employ conductors who are also counted as a passenger because he's got to sanitize these passengers, see that they've got masks on, you know, before they enter the vehicle. Bottom line, we've been ripped off.
With all due respect, Bashir, you know, we have to follow rules and regulations with social distancing. So I understand that it is a loss financially to taxi owners when there are limited passengers that you have to take per trip. And considering the situation and the pandemic, these are the rules and regulations that you have to face. But what is the solution then to the problem that you are facing?
Well, the assistance that the government is offering us, from what we hear, it's like about 5,000 rand per operator. You know, we've been starving ourselves and our neglecting our vehicles, neglecting our payments to the finances people that we have taken from, and they want to give us 5,000 rand. You know, that doesn't even cover half of 1 month installment. And then on the other end, we've got SA Taxi Finance, the biggest taxi finance house that financed our taxis. If we do not pay for 1 month, they add something like 3 to 7 months at the end of our contract. And then they're also giving us a once-off offer that we can give those vehicles in, and they're going to give us a 20,000 rand. So that's why I mentioned the word rip-off. We've been rip-off by government, by the finance houses. As much as we want to be safe, and we also want to save our lives as well. But it soon seems like we're going to be committing suicide the way we are.
I hear your frustration and your stress, and I've also seen the anger among taxi owners. Now, we also know that there are taxi owners who are obedient to the rules and regulations and are suffering as a result. And then we know that there are taxi owners who are not obedient and are overloading their taxis. And that's because they just cannot make ends meet.
No, there is a choice, ma'am, that we all need to follow the proper protocols. We all want to beat this virus. But all we say that we should be, you know, assisted truthfully by government. Simple, because we are a public transport service. We're providing a very essential service to the community. You know, you want the economy to grow. You want people to go to work. How do they go to work if we don't take them?
You are certainly an essential service, and we do appreciate the services of public transport. Bashir, with regard to a possibility of a taxi strike, as you mentioned earlier, what's happened in Gauteng is certainly going to happen here in KZN. What are your predictions? Are you in discussions with the taxi associations or with government currently? If you are not in discussions, where are taxi owners heading to? And when do you predict the taxi strike will start? Because this will have a major effect on those that depend on public transport.
Ma'am, for the sake of the community, we will do everything in our power to try and avert it. You know, I want to tell you that it's a reality. If government does not come to the party, it's going to be a reality. Unfortunately, you know. And it's not only the community will suffer, we'll also suffer. But we've got to do it. We've got to do it to let government know that this is what's happening to the industry.
What is your message to the passengers that take public transport daily, in particular minibus taxis, and what is your message to government?
We say government needs to come up with something realistically that we can, you know, live with, and we say to our community and our commuters that if we have to have a total strike down that where the tax is going up. Please, we apologize for it. We have no other choice. We have no other choice.
I thank you for your time and taking my call, Bashir, as I know these are difficult situations and you are working very hard to earn a living. I wish you all the best and I hope that these problems get solved before it reaches a strike.
Thank you so much, Ben. Please and stay safe.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.